This is an All Ears English bonus episode, Car Troubles, Crying, and a Web Class Invite. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Do you get scared when it comes to starting conversations in English? We will help you get past this fear in our next web class. Find out how to sign up today. Hey, Jessica, how are you feeling today?
Well, so glad you asked, Lindsay. Yeah. Today I'm great. But I'm going to tell you something. I had a super difficult Sunday.
A scary Sunday? Did you have what happened on Sunday? Tell us the story.
Scary Sunday. So James and I were going to this like improv comedy event. Super stoked, really excited. And then halfway there, my car starts shaking and like the check engine light thing comes on and I'm like, oh my God, I don't feel safe. What am I going to do? And it was Sunday afternoon. Like there aren't a lot of mechanics open on Sunday afternoon.
True.
So, we were calling around and it seemed like every number that we got was like a wrong number or they were closed or something. And so I finally find a garage that's open and we pull up. And I'm already like just so anxious and nervous because I'm like, oh God, am I going to be stranded with my 8-year-old? And so there was this whole anxiety existing in my mind.
Yeah.
I try to calm down. I explain it to the mechanic and he said, well, there's no mechanic here. I'm just helping out. I'm like, okay. So turns out I could leave my car there, but I had to organize a rental car. I called them and they said, great. Someone can come pick you up. Nobody came to pick us up. And I called back and the lady was like, oh, sorry, we can't pick you up after 2:30.
Oh, no.
And
okay.
I'm embarrassed to say a little bit, but I cried. I cried at that point.
Okay, you're admitting that in front of thousands of listeners. But you know what? Everyone has a moment like this, right? And we all can remember one in the last 6 months where we cried, where we got scared. I also, when I get confused, I get angry and then I get scared and then I do cry too.
Yes. It's like
cascading emotions. Yeah.
Yeah. All of the devastating emotions you could experience. If I feel like more than one of those is happening at the same time, our bodies can't like handle it.
Yes.
So you know what I did? I walked outside in the cold air and I took a breath and then I could communicate and solve the problem because it wasn't actually a big problem. We got a lift to the thing and it was fine.
Okay.
And when we showed up at the rental car place and the nice woman was like, oh, hello. I was like, did I talk to you on the phone? I'm sorry. I cried. And she's like, that's okay. It happens. Yeah. So I think what I want listeners to take away beyond the fact that we're going to teach you to get past that same fear is that it happens to everybody and people will understand you and there are ways to get over it in the moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, what does happen, right? I'm sure our listeners can relate to this and I'm sure they've experienced this in English, this exact feeling. It's when all of a sudden that fear comes in, maybe the adrenaline starts pumping. We can feel it, right? Our body kind of starts to do this weird thing. The blood's pumping fast through our body, you know, preparing us to run like in the old days when we had the lizard brains, right? Ready to run from the tiger. But of course, there's no tiger this time. It's some kind of intellectual fear or something that's going on that we feel threatened. And what happens to our ability to communicate and to think in that moment, Jessica?
What happened?
It completely goes away. Yeah. Everything freezes. It's what, you know, what you're talking about, that lizard brain, that flight. Fright or flight?
Yeah, flight or flight. Well, I don't know. There are like three words, I guess. I've heard fright, flight, or fight. I don't know.
Fight or flight. That's what it is. So your brains are like just done with verbal communication. Yes. And then it becomes all physical. And so we need ways to combat that in the moment. Mm-hmm, and there are, guys, there are like specific steps you can take to be able to engage in English without your body taking over and your fear taking over.
Exactly. And one particular area where I think this is really strong for our listeners learning English is in starting conversations.
Totally.
Right? Initiating. Maybe they can respond if someone comes up to them and starts speaking. But where it gets really hard and where we really need these strategies that we're going to show you guys, you know, on this web class is when you start a conversation.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Exactly, because getting the ball rolling, taking that first scary step is the most difficult.
Yeah.
Once you're actually engaged, once you've established a connection, then you're just going with the flow.
Yes.
But establishing the connection, that's what is the hardest part usually.
Yeah, exactly. And I think about, you know, stories I always see, people in life that are really, really successful, what they've learned to do is to take fear and put it where it belongs, like put it in the backseat of the car. And
then
it's not that they're not afraid anymore. It's that they've learned to put it in its place and move forward anyways. And we just want you guys to be able to do this because you guys have the vocabulary, you have the grammar, you have the pronunciation, but what's stopping you is your fear of starting conversations, right, Jessica?
Exactly. And it's one thing to say, okay, I'm going to teach you how to start a conversation.
Yeah.
Say this and ask a question. Like that's great. But guys, like you need more than that, right? Because I'm sure you've experienced that fear. So Lindsay and I are going to do the best web class. You guys, this is literally the best web class we have ever created.
Yeah.
So we are going to do this for you in January. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. It was the most popular web class that we've ever done in the history of All Ears English.
Yes.
And so I have a feeling, Jessica, especially because it's the new year, it's January, it's a new decade, it's 2020. People are going to want to learn this skill. They want to overcome their fear of starting a conversation. And so they are going to sign up in huge numbers for this webinar. So guys, you don't want to lose your spot. You don't want to miss the opportunity. We do have a limit to the number of spots that we can let into the webinar. Okay.
Yes. So guys, make sure you sign up right away. Go to allearsenglish.com/no fear.
Yes.
And guys, like Lindsay said, this is such a magical time of year. It really is. Mm-hmm. I'm making a vision board as we speak. Like
this is awesome.
The time to say, okay, I'm going to make the decision to be the person I want to be in 2020. Mm-hmm. Like right now, right?
Yes. Yes. Those vision boards really do work.
They really do.
So guys, let this web class be part of your vision board. You know, come to the web class and then take away from it what you get and then put it on your vision board. We are here to help you get to your goals in 2020. In this webinar, you're going to learn the three-step strategy for starting conversations in any situation, guys. It's going to be awesome. Jessica, when is it happening? What are the dates of the webinar?
All right, guys. So January 17th, which is, by the way, the day after my birthday. So I hope everyone signs up on the 17th.
Good to know.
Just in case you can't, there's another date, January 21st.
Yeah, guys. So go on over. Go to allearsenglish.com/no fear and put your name on that list and mark your calendars. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait, Jessica.
I'm so excited, you guys. There's so much great stuff in this this web class.
So much good stuff.
Vocab strategies. Okay, I'll stop now. Just come to the web class, guys.
Yeah, guys, don't miss it, and we will see you there. And Jessica, I'm glad you got things resolved with the car, or, you know, are on the way to getting things resolved. I'm sorry you had to go through
now.
That.
Yeah, okay, good. It took like a day. It's fine.
Okay, great. All right. Thanks for hanging out today. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, cool. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.